have to check to make a bdikas chometz. Chiyuv masechta psachim kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich bdika. What is kol mokim shemachnisim by chometz? The Gemara says kigoin martef, storage place. Why a martef needs bdika? Why a martef needs bdika? The reason a martef needs bdika is because. Bring this closer so you can bring this a bit lower. You understand? Says kegoin martef. What is a martef? The Gemara says mokoin that you have wine. So why you have to check a storage place of wine? Because in the middle of the meal, sometimes the shamish goes down with a sandwich, and he goes to bring the wine, and he forgets the sandwich. So he mechuyev b'dika. So shtei da'agreis ha'chidush, pshat in the Mishnah, that the place that is mechuyev b'dikas chometz, al smokim shemachnisim bo'y chometz, doesn't mean a closet that you put wafers inside. This for sure needs. But a place that could be. Sometimes you go there and you have chometz, and you will leave there the chometz, it also needs a b'duka. Also needs a bdika. So that's the chiyuv. Mokim shemachnisim by chometz. Every closet that I'm old, you could put something inside to keep. Needs a bdika. Chazal said, the bdika has to be lo'ir haner. Chazal said, the bdika has to be lo'ir haner. So you have to check the whole house, and you have to check lo'ir haner. So it comes out that if a person wants to check his house for Pesach, it could take him a month. You would take the candle and go around the house and try to check every place. So is machmirim ta'ke in Bnei Brak? The whole 2 weeks before Pesach, when they clean for Pesach, every night when they finish, they take out the candle and they start to go around the house. Today we did this room. Today they did this room. And then they start to check the packets, they go out to the sun, most people don't do it. And why I'm explaining is a big problem, because comes let us Arab Bdikas Chometz, and people don't know exactly what they do, yeah? So they pull it for another half an hour. Why are they fooling themselves? And if they really want to do it, it's 20 hours, 30 hours, 50 hours. So some say, yeah. In the old days of Chazal, they had little houses. Today, it's bigger houses. But the truth is not. First, Amal, they also had big houses. And in the old days, houses was much harder to clean. Our days, everything is smooth and clean and floors. That days was stones and rocks and snakes. You hear the Chazal say it's dangerous to put in the hand here. And the other place is not dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous. It was a whole different matter. It was worse. It's not better. So here's the shaila. Those words. So some people taina, that the reason that today you don't have to make such a bdikas chometz that takes hours, because you clean very good. I will explain what they say. They claim, Lamazan, a person has a table that he was mishtamash for chametz. He goes out of Pesach, he pours on it 5 buckets of water. Then he takes 5 irons and irons it. Then he covers it with silver foil and plastic paper and PFS and all these things. Now, let us say that he has to take everything off to check maybe his chametz on the table. He knows he cleaned it, yeah? You have to take a candle after you wash your hands, maybe it's chametz. We today, the ladies, wash and scrub and scratch the whole house, yeah? In this room, five times they did sponge hair. Water check. So okay, the other places. This is the tzad of the people that time their white today, because chametz change and it could take 20 minutes, like most people take them, yeah? This is the limud zchus. And they have a mocker from a Mishnah Berurah. These shittas. I was in the Rosh Shabbos Hagadol for one of the Chosh Begdeli, but this was his Rosh Shabbos Hagadol. Why today we don't have to do what Chazal told us to do? And Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Lamed Beis and Shara Tzion, Sifkot Yud Gimel. We'll see later, get to Bez Hashem, that it's a minik to leave some pieces of bread, 10 ptitim, Loshon Haramo. You leave 10 pieces of bread and then someone finds them, yeah? You yourself, your kids, we'll get the different minhagim. Yeah. And the Shara says, what is the point to do it? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shara Tzion, Efshar shekayoy mi'ikar adin, you have to leave them. Why? Because we clean the house so good. So there's no mokif of bdikas chametz anymore. So if you want the bracha not to be a bracha levatol, you have to hide. How it helps, how it works, hopefully we'll get there today. But we see in this is what they tell it. That the state in Mishnah Berurah, there was a tzad that today is no chiyuv bdikas chametz. So this is their limud zchus. So their limud zchus is, why today we could check bdikas chametz for 20 minutes? Because you cleaned the house so good, the house became mokum she'ein machnisim by chametz. You washed it. You washed the table 10 times without checking with a candle. This time there, I ate 5 sudas. I wash it and brush it. So let us say that I have to come with a candle and start to go around the center. Come on, look at all of this. In our days, the houses are so clean and so good. You wash the floor, it's clean. You have a carpet, you take Hoover or all the names, I forgot. And you blow it and then it disappears. No, come on. The counters, yeah? You kasher, you wash, you cover. What let us say, b'dikas chametz, you have to take off all the silver foil, start to check mokish machnis b'chametz. It's clean! I'm explaining, a person that is yoga and aloche and doesn't have this clear answer, he goes m'shugala b'dikas chametz. I said, in Bnei Brak, it's people that I do. So 2 weeks, every night, they check b'dikas chametz for a couple hours. L'kayim b'dika lo'ir alek et tikkun chazal. I think 90% or 95% here don't do it. So this is one limud zchus. I said, this is the mokif from the Shara Tzion. I said that this man says, a chiyuv to maniach ptiti. Shem Zalman didn't hold from it. He said, cleaning doesn't help. Even though I'm saying again, I'm sure that Shem Zalman didn't hold on a table that was washed 100 times. You have to take off the tablecloth to check it. Oh yeah, that does. But he had tainus. The Gemara says, "Loi bodak la'ir aner, tzorich lachzo v'livdek la'ir aner." Frank there, but he already cleaned. Weiss this is a takone from bdike la'ir aner, and that takone doesn't go off. And even if you wash the table 10 times, you have to check. So, how you do bdikas chometz? What, you go around the house for 20 hours? Our houses could take weeks to finish to make bdikas chometz. So, Shem Zalman Oyerbach told me that this is the way of the bdika. This is what he holds. You clean the whole house. This is what I do, lemaisa. And leil bdikas chometz, I go over with a candle and I check that everything is checked. I check that it's checked. I go around, I get to the mixer, I tell my wife, mm-hmm. She says, yeah. I go to the garage, mm-hmm. She says, yeah. I go to this closet, I say, yeah. She said, no. And the Alamol HaZeh Gedus. There's a sefer that came out the year after Moshe Mazalman was Nishtar. It's called Amo'ir HaGodl. There's a picture of Moshe Mazalman there, opening a closet full with clothes, standing in the candle like this. Mamash this big, yeah? Opens the closet, stands in the candle. What? Well, he's standing in the candle in front of a closet full of clothes, but you can see there. In that movie, yeah, he chugged. Israel. This was done. So he goes with a candle that could go to Chorim Vizdokim, and you go around the house. That you could come to places that you can't see. If you get to a dark corner, you check.
You check those
Chorim Vizdokim.
Yeah, you're ready to check the Chorim Vizdokim.
If you already check the Chorim Vizdokim. No, you're not checking every Chorim Vizdokim. So then again, you have to take all the tiles.
Why that
Chorim Because the Araner could come to check every place.
You can't see a closet
Araner? No, so some things you could see, but if Val Chorim Vizdokim, you can't see without the nail. So the Mele, with the nail, you're going to that place. I'm asking that the Gedder sounds a little bit... But on them I don't find a chetim zahar to do b'dikas chometz. I don't understand what people do. Mar b'shach. Every pocket, every closet, is no el adam osayf. He has a raya. Shlomo Zalman says, the Gemara says in Psochim Daf Daled, v'liv doik b'shis. The Gemara wanted that people will make b'dikas chometz b'shor shishis. How people manage to make biggest chometz in a half an hour? What chazal were planning that people will do? Half an hour, normal house? Everything would take more from a half an hour. How chazal had a plan for living b'shis? The talent is, in a half an hour you go around and you see that the house is clean. The ma'aseh, most people today do b'dikas chometz b'shor shishis. Maybe b'tziruf that everything is cleaned. But the Iker is the B'dikas of Shlomo Zalman. Now, Shlomo Zalman says it's a chidush. A lot of people, they do B'dikas chometz, and they leave one room, and there they eat the chometz. Like in America, some people do it like in the porch, like in the front of the house, like near the little door, like two doors, you know, don't have such a door. Well, in front of the house. So there they don't check. Then the family eats. Then the morning. So Shlomo Zalman says like this. If you leave one room that you didn't clean, that room tomorrow morning after you wash the room, you have to check it like that. It doesn't help that you wash the whole room. He says, the answer is you check that room. You just see where's the chametz. Then, even if the crumbs go on the floor, tomorrow morning is enough to wash it. But if it's a room that you didn't check it, even if you will clean it tomorrow morning, it's a lof and mishalei bodek balaylo, bodek lo yana. Salam again, Vaita. So, Moshe Zalman Oyebach says, Lemaise zechir b'dike lo yana. We said again, in the old days it's very close if you check, but Lamai said today we said we check if it's checked. It's a shver geder, but I didn't find the different aids of that. Now, the first shaila is if you have to close the candle, the light, when you check. It's one thing that everyone answers you a different answer. You ask some people, they say for sure. Some guys say, for sure not. There's one thing that no one knows, because everyone knows, Lev Dikas Chomes, he's in his own house. So everyone tells you what he for sure is used to. For sure. Because by them, they for sure close it. Some people, they don't close. You close again? The light? You close the light? I also close. My father also closed that. 90% of clients don't close the light. Not only that, yeah. As I said, why you never do that? If you, so I'm saying because you olive oil in your own house. So it's one of these things, like you don't think that someone will do different. No, it's much. As you're wrong, most people don't close an eye. In Baltimore, if I also come from Baltimore, so I think in Baltimore, I think it close an eye. But most people, most Gdolim didn't close the light. Not only that. It's brought down that Gadol Reb Shlomo Zalman, that one of the valves broke in the middle of Pekas Chometz, he stopped the Tikkah to fix it. He said, without light you can't see. He said, the Metzius says, without light you can't see. Let's try to check a house, the name of the cattle. It's not the Maisidik. Now, what is the suffix? The Gemara says, well, why some people close the light? As Dola here said, you close the light. I go, why here to close the light? Because the Gemara says, why you don't check by day? Shragi betiare maya hani. Candle in the day doesn't help. So shragi betiare maya hani. So Mamele, here also it will not help. This is the time to close the light. The way to be deichet is to answer two things. First, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, that they were hiding in the caves, in the rooms, so they didn't know what is day or night. So they lit the candle. By day the candle was schwacher, by night the candle was stronger. So it's not to get to the light outside. By day the candle doesn't light strong. By night it lights. It doesn't make a difference if you have fluorescence. This is one hesber. Another hesber, the Gemara means to say, Val is a pasuk to check with a candle, and by day the candle doesn't make a difference. So why is it that the mitzvah was by night? That's not as by night. But not because by etzem, it doesn't help. So I don't know that I do Shlomo Zalman's bdike. I go around with a candle. If I get to a place that it's not so clear if they did it or not, sometimes I put on the light, we finish to check the matzah, we close the light, and I look it over with a candle. I'm saying, you see in the Haggadahs, all the Haggadahs of the Gedolim, I checked over 90% of them did not close the light. Okay, now what you look for? So again, I said you're right. If you do bdikas of Shlomo Zalman, maybe it's leichter because you're checking if it's clean. But what we're looking for? Big pieces are kezais or even crowns. The Gemara in Pesachim Davov says, "Pirurim batli me'aleihem, crumbs a bottle me'aleihem." So midoraisa, if it's crumbs, you're not over balihoy balimotze. Midrabbonon is a takone, not to leave chometz, even if you make bitu. All our boss of boitkim is a chometz, and you don't rely on the bitu. Now the suffix is, crumbs, the Gemara says, you're not over balihoy bottle me'elov. Chazal said not to leave chometz. You're allowed to leave crumbs or you're not allowed to leave crumbs in your house? The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes apoiskim. If it's a chotzi shir b'chametz or not, if yesh chashash shem yavi l'ochloi, and the achroes sheyoyser nochel lo yitzioi v'tzorich lo yitzioi. But if it's dirty, you're allowed to leave it. So the ma'aseh the achroim the Mishnah Berurah that we take out, we don't leave in the house, even pochis mikazais. In the toaster we have crumbs, we did not leave them in the house. Now the shaila is, in a second we'll get to what to do, what you do with a toaster, sandwich maker. You mechuyev to check for crumbs or not. The ritmo in the Maharam Chalave brings down ein tzorich livdek bishvil pirurim. אבל יש מהגדולים שיורדים ומנקים הקרקע ומביאים תרנגולים שיוכלו הפירורים. דהיינו, מעיקר הדין עם הרמחלה והנדרית ואורד, you don't have to check, but יש מהגדולים that they did בדיקי איבן for פירורים. Now, it's not מפורש של משנה ברורה. In my sir, Rav state that the goyen check the ספורים. שנשתמש בהם באיס הסעודה. זה argument how to read the Goyen. שבודק הספורים שנשתמש בהם באיס הסעודה. He would check ספורים that he used during the meal, or he checks ספורים that he would be using in Pesach during the meal. בודק הספורים שנשתמש בהם באיס הסעודה. Now we'll explain in a second. The Aruch HaShulchan learns in the Goyen, you have to check Sforim. The Chazanish says you have to check. What the Gemara says, Perurim Batli Me'aleya, means that you're not over Baliroi. But it's a chiyuv to check. As I pass in the Chaya Odom, you have to check Chayrim V'Zdokim for Perurim. Chafetz Chaim has a Sefer Machne Yisrael. It's for the soldiers. Time there was the Russian government, they took the Yeshiva Bochim to the army. Zeich Lazababa. So the Chafetz Chaim written a sefer for the soldiers, all different kulas. So like one of the kulas, he tells them that they have to check even for crumbs for Pesach. That means he's expecting these soldiers that almost cannot keep their mitzvahs, but aloch as pshut as they have to check for crumbs. That's what he tells them. Crumbs you have to. Perek Yudai say, Machne Yisrael. So we have a suffix, if it's a chumra or not, it's expected from the soldiers. The Chok Yankiv also learns like that. As a halacha, you have to check your pockets for Pesach. Why? So, state in Shulchan Aruch, even if he knows that he didn't put chametz in the pockets, he has to check the pockets. Why? So, Mishnah Berurah says, because Sofek maybe he put chametz inside. And he forgot. Sometimes you see a good cookie, you put it into the pocket. Chok Yankiv says that when I have choshesh, someone put inside. Sometimes he has crumbs on his hands, and the crumbs go into the pocket and they stay in the pocket. So you get a moshul for the front in the shirt in the front. Yeah, they have a pocket. No one puts. No normal people. Sometimes you see people with 20 pence, but the derech klal, no normal people put like, you know, hametash in their pocket. But
in the side pocket,
yeah. What?
In the side pocket,
yeah. That's the side pocket, yes. I saw myself. I said, Mishabu says, you forget, you don't realize. The most you go to Mesivas Purim in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva gives you a hametash. What do you do? So you put it in the pocket. I saw the shoe gave my son a moment. I just said, I put it in his pocket. I put some, I'm saying, I got him on my son a week ago. Son. But the mice, I checked Alamo, the front pocket gets crumbs. Remember something that I eat? Oh, I see a crumb. So, it perulim on that batli male. So, some will say that it's a cooler. Because the pockets in the side pockets, your hand goes in. So next time the crumb will come out, and the front pocket to take out the crumbs is a whole avoider. So it's not such a chash that shemu yavu la'achle. Yeah, the shal of the dikim that shemu yavu la'achle, or mitzad chotz yishir, and is a chiyu hashbos even in a chotz yishir. What? You take it out and you eat it. What? Oh, we'll get to the second. We'll get to the second. If washing and destroying it really makes it ain't a roi
le'achile. Does the right pocket have more rupiah than the left pocket?
What?
Does the right pocket have more rupiah than the left pocket?
In the jacket?
In the
right pocket. And the left, you'll be fakert. I don't know. It's totally what. I don't think. People have crumbs on their hands. Chok Yankiv says. We'll get it. So again, this is the Goyen, Aruch HaShulchan, Chazanish, Chayodom, Chofetz Chaim, Chok Yankiv. You have to check for crumbs. Le'umas dem, Pshlom Ezam and Oyabach holds, you're not mechuyev to check for crumbs. And you don't have to make a mechitza for crumbs. He brings a ride, Mishnah Berurah says in Shaar HaTzion, that you don't have to check Lul Shel Tarnegolim Because even if you gave them to eat bread, only crumbs are left. And as there is a goyim, Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, the goyim from the Sfardim, he says you don't have to check. The tshuva of Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, he says that you only have to check for crumbs that is a chashash shema yavei lo achloi. He says, lemoshel, pretzel. No things. What? What stale means?
Hard.
I don't know. Some pretzels are stale. Some pizza are not. I don't know how old. If it's very old, maybe it's chametz nukcha also.
Does that be included?
Oh, we'll get to that. Right. So, a lot of people are saying on Reb Moshe and on Reb Shmuel Zalman and Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, and they don't check for crumbs. So because of that, they don't go over and check about the Sfarim. If you have to check the Sfarim, it's Avodah She'en Kedugmasa. Because to bang the Sefer doesn't take out the crumbs. Check it, take a Sefer, put a crumb inside, open it, you see the crumb doesn't fall out. And even if you check it right away, it will. Because normally when you open the safe and you close, it opens in the same place. But put it in one place, then open it in three different places, put it in the closet and take it out. I'm telling you, it's baduk u'menusa. I don't know if you're allowed to do it. Start to mishtamish b'sefer. So what you do is you take an English book and you try it. And it doesn't come out. So what's the lemaisa? The people that follow the chazanish and the Aruch HaShulchan, they check every page and every safer. It's impossible to do. So or they have bochum that do it to them. Or, what the stipler they do, they sell it to a guy. They don't use it. They sell it to a guy. Now, Zogt Reb Chaim Gireinemann, that the Chazanish told him, that Azei Vichomets that you sell to a guy, you have to do a mechitze. So when you sell your Sfarim, you also have to do a mechitze. Now, why it's a chidush? First, it's no gemore that when you sell a poches mikazayis, you have to make a mechitza. And it's no gemore that in sofik chometz you have to make a mechitza. It's a sofik chometz. It's not chometz v'adai koyfe lo kli oysa le mechitza. Chir ze chir b'dike. I sold it to a goy. Chameitz shel nochri oysa le mechitza. Sofik chameitz shel nochri. Sofik if I have chometz. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you go over to his house in Pesach, you see all the Sfarim are covered with papers. I don't know the last years, but when I was a bacher, I remember we were looking for a sefer. It was Pesach, we couldn't find a sefer. In Mamish Kabul, some of the day they have sets for Pesach, and things are different. About now, so some people, I want to be Magda back though. A lot of people rely on Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, that you don't have to check for pirurim. But the Welt says, Sforim, that you're going to bring to the table during the meal, that is a problem. Because it could fall into the food. Now, I want to explain why it's not so posh that it's a problem. But the Maestro, the Gans Klai, so I'm makbi, and it's so I want you to be makbi. Chazal said, Shema Yovi Le'ochloi, the gzeir was that he will eat chometz and Pesach. It was no gzeir, a shema will fall inside the food and you will eat it. We don't make no gzeirs. As a gzeir, maybe I will see the piece of cake and I will eat it to Pesach. Chiv Kores, they says, so chomu chazal begoyza. Chashat will fall, mistaken my soup and I will not realize and I will eat it, I will be a shaggy. Why the world is machmer? Because the world says, be'etzem chazal aser. What do you tiny perurim is no gzeir shemayav elochloi. If it's a way that it will come back, it stays in the gzeir. It's not the pshat. It's a new gzeir that something will fall into the food. It's the algemene gzeir chomet shemayav elochloi. What you telling me? Here is no gzeir. Don't worry, is a gzeir. So I'm a marshal. I sell my sforim to a goy. To be like a goy in Chazanish, Chayei Odom, Mishneh Brura, Machne Yisrael, yeah? and I cover it with plastic. Make nice today. You buy like a tablecloth, and you put it so it doesn't look dark. I'm all the cover with white papers. Everything looks mishpesachli. You just cover the whole thing with. Also, it helps that no one in a mistake will take it out. If I need a safer, I pick it up and I steal from the guy. That's what I do. So I want to explain. I'm not saying I will steal chametz. But the pshat is, I rely on that to pattern myself from bdika and to have a mechitza. Then it's enough. I may kill. The guy with the aloha will try to get the mechiras chametz to steal the sefer. But then I put a piece of paper on the table and no crumbs will fall. Again, I try before Pesach, I take out every sefer and I bang him, I wipe him. Because the Moshul in Purim, a lot of time, the Bochum, when they stand on the chairs, they put the Hamadash on the Sfarim. Now, it's not right, it happens every year. But not only that, it's not less from the Maltif that it goes inside and leaves a sandwich. The chances, meaning to say, the chances are not right. I'm Motzei Purim, I check the matzav in the shelves of the Sfarim. The fact that I check the matzav, it's ready enough to call the Mogish Machnis Mechomets. Because this is the Metzius. Everything that you find chomets that you'll not say, like now that I told you that it could be, makes sense. I was yesterday, someone was by me, told me he ate a suit by someone, said the guy covers the whole Sfarim with plastics. Why? He doesn't have so much money. He has a nice library. He doesn't want the shikurim will spoil it and put things there. Oh, so that's other people will put there something. Okay, if you have people that are standing on chairs beside it. I'm explaining. So, when you make it on Sforim, it's not a stira to take out the shelf if it's a chash that people will use it. If don't, you know, it's one of the top shelves, the bottom shelves, the kids could put stuff there. It happens. So again, it's not so pashut. Why a lot of people rely on the Reb Moshe and all these people to be meikel? Because the Mishnah Berurah himself, we said, brought down a machlekes if you have to get rid of a chatzi kezayis or not, and he said that it's the right thing to get rid. So the Mishnah Berurah himself, ba'etzem in the beginning, was not so pashut. Bichlad is zechir biru and piruri. You're right, then all the poskim say that it's a chiyuv biru, and then it became even more chomer than it's a chiyuv bdike, and it became more chomer than it's a chiyuv mechitza. But if you look at Seder HaDvarim and the Halacha, was a machlekes in the Sugis and Elu Avrim, if Chotzi Kezayis is a Yisro Bichlal to stay, to live in the house or not. So yesh al mal Yismarich.
We'll get
in a second. There's no Easter salt. But you have to do a mechitza. That's the shayla. Now, Meshver Tom, Meshver Zon Avraham Gurvitz, the Shir from Gateshead, when he was a bacher, so he was learning in Brisk. So he was learning by Rebbe Soloveitchik. Skirov was alive yet. So because Chometz, he and another bacher went to help the Biskarov to do Bdikas Chometz. So he was a young bacher. Someone took a little bit of advantage on him and told him that the Biskarov is very machmir and the tiles is like lines in between the tiles. Dear, the Biskarov like really looks for Chometz. So if you want the Biskarov to be happy, like, you know, check the lines in between the tiles. Okay, the Biskarov makes the bracha. He has the candle and he goes down to the floor, starts to search in between the tiles and the lines, you know, for chametz. So the scrub starts to yell at him. Was suchst du? A gluske no? Was is gzeir shamayim so gluske no? Vaday te iluye. Find a nice piece of bread. What are you looking for? A piece of bread in between the tiles? Yeah, it doesn't mean that the scrub was not looking for pirurim, yeah? But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, pirurim shenimasim. So ba'etzem, before what Bochim does, so the ma'aseh, when a person emotional has his house, so you know, you have a toaster. The toaster it's impossible to clean. You shake it 10 times, most crumbs come out. You shake it one more time, a couple more crumbs come out. It's baruku menusa. So if you break it and you take it to pieces, maybe you'll manage to take out the crumbs, but it's a smaller chance that you'll manage to put it back together. It's not the mice. I'm telling you, the first year I got married, I took apart every machine, yeah? But then my mom, it's cheap anyway, goodbye, or do it straight away. It's about to try to do it. So what do you do? So you have to try to get rid of the crumbs that you could get rid of. But the ones that you can't get rid of, so you sell it to a guy. Now,
once you're selling it and you're not using it, why do you have to check it?
Oh, so here the shah is. The shah is like this. The halacha is be'etzim, is a meaning that we don't sell chametz be'ein to a guy. This is our meaning. You're right. Someone that anyway is selling a bottle of whiskey or chametz be'ein, if he adds more things, it doesn't make a difference. Someone that is not to sell chametz be'ein has to try to shake it again, and then to sell it to Kamei Shul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down like this. Someone has chametz and he wants to sell it to a guy. He has to make bdikas chametz or not. The Mishnah Berurah has a tzad, yes. Now, it's letter Yudalet, you have to check. Tomorrow you'll sell it to a guy. So, what is the point to check? I'm going to sell it tomorrow. But the mice, you didn't sell it yet. What do we have tomorrow and the guy will die anyways? Now is the chiyuv of the Rabbanan. So Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes, and the Mishnah Berurah's achroa is to sell it an hour before the zman. Meaning to say, an hour before Lel Yudalet. What we call it in our nusach, Mechiras Yud Gimel. When you go to sell chametz, I just remind that you know the base things. Is a mechiras yud dalet, and is a mechiras yud gimel. Mechiras yud dalet is chal an hour before chatzos erev Pesach noon. Mechiras yud gimel is chal an hour or 5 minutes before leil yud dalet. B'meile yud not mischayev. Now, what we do is in the Mechiras Chometz, we sell the Chometz to a goy, and we maskir the mokim to the goy. So b'meile we not mischayev b'bdikas Chometz. So what we do is, every place that we do not want to check b'dikas Chometz, we sell it b'mechiras yud gimel, u'mekoy moy muskal. Then, we sell all the chametz that is left in the house anyways. But mechiras yudalet, something is left and I don't know. So I'm selling it. The places that I know that is chametz, and I want to, I do it mechiras yud gimel v'mekoyim muskalot. And then I do mechiras yudalet for the rest. Some shittas hold that it also doesn't help to mafkir yourself from the mitzvah b'dikas chametz. It's a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Eitzah is you leave yourself a little place that you don't give to the guy. For example, you want to sell your house, you want to go to Florida for Pesach. America is a minute, some people they don't do Seder, they go away. But it's a chiyuv b'dikah. So you do mechiras yud gimel, you leave your house, lev yud dalet, full El Yudalet, but you don't sell the guy the first, the little porch near the door. That porch, before you leave, the night before, you make Dike Loyana. So you're going to the mitzvah. Well, Moshe in Gemara has an apartment in Alza. He doesn't want to make a Dike. He's going back to America for Pesach. So he makes a Mechiras Yud Gimel. He makes a Mechiras Yud Gimel. And then, so he was mafkia the mitzvah. In America, he asks his father-in-law, or his father, to give him, to makmet him, dalet ames, in the room that he's sleeping. And there, he will be carrying the mitzvah's b'dikah. A bacher will also ask them. If a bacher has a deer here and he does not plan to make bdikas chometz, so he's over on bitum mitzvahs bdikas chometz. So when he comes home, he asks his father, "Give me a room." And in that room, normally you could ask for your own room. Schirs
are king.
Schirs. And b'meli, you will check that room.
Bracha.
You will see your father's bracha, because anyway, we'll see. It's Shabbat, it's Bokesh, it's Bechometz, could be it's not your Chometz.
Let's check for sure.
So, the Gemara asked me, so he doesn't understand, if it's enough that he has a car, anyways. He will check his car. But if I say, because why the Mishnah Berurah says you have to leave Dalad Amis, everyone has pockets. So the nice thing is you have to have a mokum. You have to have a mokum. Now, I want a little bit to be masbir, a little bit practical. Bochim that leave have to do b'dikas chometz. The Gemara says if you leave 30 days before Pesach, you mechuyev b'dikas chometz. Shloshim yom koedem achag, you mechuyev b'dikas chometz. So if the dira goes back to the baldira, and it's not yours anymore completely, and you don't have stuff there, and it's his completely, so the chiyuv b'dika goes over back to him. It's his house, it's not your house. If you're carrying on renting the apartment, it's your chiyuv b'dika. So it's not enough that you will sell the chametz to a guy, because you have a chiyuv b'dika. So what you have to do is mechiras yud gimel, or you check it and you clean it and you make a bdika before you leave. So you have two options: to clean it and check it, make a bdika before you leave. But then it's kedai to make a mechiras chometz anyways. Tell your father to sell for you; it doesn't make a difference. But to make a mechiras chometz, I get every time chalamoy these phone calls. I found in my pocket a whiskey from the duty fee. People don't understand. It's a terrible feeling. I didn't realize it's chametz. I was nefesh. So for sure, Mazmin in a second. A bocher has to do one of the three things. And because you bocher, in Gilead for sure, but because you bocher, for sure to do bitul lel haseda. I mean lel b'dikas chometz and shas reifas chometz. A bocher comes here, he has a deer. He leaves the deer, he comes to America, and America's father is taking care of everything. His father says kol chamira b'chamira doesn't help for him. So he could be eivu bali roi bali motze. He has cake for mishloach monas. He's eivu bali roi bali motze. I'm saying what he says. When he says it. Ask Bochim, I'm telling you, every year, I have the shayla every year, I'll tell you why. The Bochim come back to the dira, and they found in the closet cookies, and you want to know what is the halacha of the cookies. I told the Bochim, you were Bali Roy Bali Motze. He says, I was Bali Roy Bali Motze. I said, yes.
After Pesach.
He was Bali Roy Bali Motze, yeah.
But it wasn't findable
on
Pesach, he wasn't there to see it.
Because I'm saying it because of people like you. Because of people like you, I'm saying it. Shachas, if you see it or not. Half a minute, the Gemara, the Shechita is in the tail. So we make Shechita in the tail? It's not Shachas the Re'iyah or not Re'iyah. Shachas the Re'iyah or not Re'iyah. If you have a chometz, mochim shu'un nire, you're able to roi bali motze. What? If you sell it to a goy, you're not roi. If you make bitul, you're not over Yisro Deirais. The problem is that most bocherim don't do not bitul, not b'chiras chometz. They leave. You have to know.
It's all
you're
checked in.
And again, I'm just saying, first, I'm just pushing. I know people are nichshel every year. And they only come to ask the shayla if they're allowed to use it after it.
Bitul works.
Bitul helps chametz yedua, helps.
Over
his eyes? Yeah, for sure. Bitul helps. The rice and bitul helps. Shitas Rambam, as Nisha, bitul helps. Shitas Rambam. Bitul helps. Chiras chametz helps. And again, because Bochim don't realize, the father does the bitul, you don't do the bitul. So in a normal family, you don't own food. Here you're a bocher, you own food. Even some of the Shulchan Aruch, the food that you own.
Time zones are different, so when you.
Wait, wait, oh, time zones
is
big.
I don't see why the bocher is Mabat Bachamet in his house. He says he cooked. He says.
Maybe I said again, maybe the people that shot the light say Kol Chamir. Ask everybody here. You say Kol Chamir and you ask everyone says in the family? Everyone in the family says Kol Chamir? Every kid? Very good. Every kid says? Well, I never heard such a sach. Why do people say it?
Everyone
holds
their own pig.
What?
So I'm saying,
in a house, normally it's not a problem. I'm saying again. Because everyone is samuch hashulchan. The father maybe owns the things in the house. The father could be making the things in the house. When you have a deer in the house as well, you either.
Do in the building have a cheshvin of the chomets you have in Israel?
Kol chamir, the ikibir shusi.
He doesn't know, he doesn't have
a... The ikibir shusi, the chazis, the lay chazis, the chamid, the lay chamid, the bi'ad, the lay bi'ad. This is what you say. Say again, laugh. So a bocher has to know chutz from bdikas chometz. Now, lemais is a chiyuv bdikas as well. You're mechuyuv to be the boy of chometz. So what do you do with a chiyuv bdikas chometz? You have a chiyuv to be boy of chometz. So, if you clean and you check, avad it. If not, you do mechiras yud gimel, and then you put it from bdikas chometz. Now you have to know who does the mechiras yud gimel. Who is the owner? The best thing is that all the guys in the dira will send one guy b'shlichas to sell their chametz and to be maskir the mokum to a guy. If some guys are staying and some guys are leaving, it's a very complicated thing what to do. The Hainu. You can't maskir it to the guy, you should him. That's a portion that helps to be maskir my shutfis. To rely on these guys, maybe that's what they will do. So avada to sell your chometz, you for sure could. So for sure to sell your chometz, and everything what you own in the chometz, and if you could, mask the guy, and ask these guys to be in charge of the bdikas chometz.
Why should I trust someone else to sell my chometz?
What?
I sell my chometz, why should I trust someone else to sell my
chometz? Avada you could. The shaila is, you have to sell the deer. You rent out the deer. Shaila is if every guy could rent out what he has exactly in the deer.
I'm selling my chometz in my deer.
Yeah, but you have to give the guy not only the chometz, also the place of the chometz. Because if not, you mechuyev in bdikas chometz. Chometz shel Akum has to be b'rshus Akum. You can't leave chometz shel Akum b'rshus Yisrael.
Even if we're renting a deer, you still have to ask. How are you able to?
No, if you rent, he lets you to do that. This is all these things that needed for the religion part. That is beseder. What? You tell him where is the key.
Yeah, but it means he has a right to take the key.
He has a right to take it to take the chometz. I mean, the schiras is bad for the ishtamshes. Mekoyim muskaloi is only muska for having the chometz. I master the mokum of the chometz. All the places I master to the goy.
But if you're a baladir, you wouldn't let them get out the keys.
So if you have such a baladir, so then it's a problem. But the answer is masculine.
Get
I said again. If you have such a baladir, so you have a problem. But not glad the baladir is masculine. Now, lekatchile to do the mechiras yud gimel in Eretz Yisrael, not to rely on the American rabbanim. Why? Because it's a big problem. When you sell chametz in America, you could be yoiva and averis. Lama zogin, you live in America. In America now, it's maybe shkia. So if you tell your rabbi, why mechiras yud gimel? They go the hour before Nacht. And that's Yisrael already, you're mischayim b'dikas chometz. So it could be the chiyuv is already chal on you. If the chiyuv is chal, it doesn't help to give it over to a guy. And the Mishnah Berurah says to give it before. You'll see a sign here of Nachum Eisenstein, more people they do Mechiras Yud Gimel Bnei Chutz La'aretz. No, it was chayav for the time of Digas Lo'ir HaNer here. Yeah, not if you were a person is. What? Because the checking is there, not here.
You're
chayav to check there. There is that time. This, worse, when you sell the real chametz. So the guy Lama Zonga does is not back with Mechiras Yud Gimel. It's from the Leichter. But he will make a regular Mechiras Chometz. The Rav does it the hour before Pesach, right? And as I saw already, it's also Be'anoy the Chometz. So big machlek is he go to feed the owner or to feed the Chometz. Sofek Ner Negyantiv. So if we go to feed the Chometz is also Be'anoy. If it's also Be'anoy, could you can't sell it to a guy anymore. So I saw a course of Mechiras. But Tzad Shein is not Mistaber. I'm over Baliroi before it's Pesach. So maybe, it's a big shine. I'm saying it's a post sugis how to look at it. Now, so the best thing is to start it in Eretz Yisrael. You have Rabbanim in America to take care of it also. But the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael have to know that you're American. This is what they do today. So when Pesach finishes, they don't want to buy it back from the goy, because by you in America it's Pesach. So they're not making it back to you till only the second day. So the good rabbanim know how to do it. But if not, could be it's a problem. He's making you back the chometz. So I call you chometz for Pesach, or if you'll be Yisrael. Oh, so this is the shaila that helps that you don't have a das. It's b'shusay. Some rabbanim say they're not magnet, they're mafkir. I'm saying you have to know the etzer. But I'm saying you buy rov musbach, you die from chutz la'aretz. But there are klal. There's the mahalach how to do it. Now in a dorm of yeshiva, it's much more complicated what to do. The yeshiva doesn't give you a right to rent out your place. I don't have to see, I don't want to be this year. But B'nai the yeshiva doesn't let you to rent out your place.
Why not?
Why is it more makbid than a regular yeshiva? Is makbid, doesn't belong to the Bach. So sometimes, if it's taken not shaykh to the Bach, so I sell my chometz v'zav. It's not my place. Very good. I sell my chometz. It's by you. You as yeshiva, you want to check it, check it. You don't want, don't check it. You want to sell it to a guy, sell it to a guy. What do you want from me?
You can be mafkir.
What?
You can be
mafkir. You're not allowed to be mafkir chometz if it's birshus. If you mafkir it, you can't eat it after Pesach. Say that. So what we do is we sell it to a guy. If he wants to be Zeicher, why are you mafkir and he's selling your chametz? It's not mechaber to be kohen. It's chatz sheinu mishtamer, so I don't know if he's kohen. I don't know if he could sell it. If you're a mafkir, I don't know if you could sell it. So I'm saying again, be'etzem, in the yeshiva, you have to clean, me'ikar adin, you have to clean your room. To make a broch in the yeshiva early is a problem, because I'm saying again, it could be you're not an owner of the dorm. So I'll divide it into two. If you're not staying here for Pesach, clean, but don't make a broch. And sell your chometz when you get to America. And make a mustel lawyer for the invite that it helps. But like a tchila to clean, and not to rely on schir smoker. And just to sell it to the guy before Mechiras Yud Gimel, before the Zman Achiv Chal. If you can't clean, it's what to rely on to sell it to a guy in the same Marabshach. If I have a schus, I'm selling it to a guy. If I don't have a schus, so it's Chomet Shel Goy, not Birshusi, I'm not Mechiv to make a bdikah. So again, in the dorm, like a tchila to check, without a bracha if you're not staying here, and to sell it to a goy, if you can't check, to rely on selling to a goy b'mechiras yud gimel. If you're staying here, so then you have to get permission from the yeshiva, they will memana you to check your room, and then you can make a bracha b'lel yudalet. Then you could make a bracha b'lel yudalet. But again, for sure, if you're staying here, or if you own a dira, to remember to say kol chamira, lel b'dikas chometz, and erev Pesach. Now, there's a meaning in Klal Yisrael that we leave 10 pieces of bread. Why? Shemo lo yimtza chometz v'avi brocha levatol. Why it's only a meaning and it's not a chiyuv? So Maram Chalave says, the mitzvah is to check. Even if I didn't find it, it's not a brocha levatol. I made my mitzvah. My mitzvah was to check. The Bir HaGros says, it's like a mapping. Chiyuv is, before you go to sleep, if you didn't fall asleep, you have a reason. The Taz says that the Iker Brocha is on the Sreif of tomorrow. So the Ma'ase, we burn Chometz, right? And then Mishnah says, Shebizman HaZeh, that we check the house good, could be the Chiyuv Me'Iker Adin to put the Petitim. So he means, if the first Pshat, someone is checked very clean. But it's a mitzvah to check. He means to feed the goyim. The goyim says, you made a bracha when you went to sleep, you were hoping you'll fall asleep. You didn't fall asleep, it's not a bracha levatol. Over here, I know I will not find. So how I make a bracha? How I make a bracha? So, Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah said that it's an inyan, because, again, so the broch is al biur chometz. If it's on the bdike, selechur b'zman hazeh, pashas is a chiyuv, on the prelim shana Mishnah Berurah means that b'zman hazeh, taka is not such a chiyuv, so you have to leave the petitim. If because you choshev that you are fine, b'zman hazeh, you know you are not fine, you have to leave the petitim. The Taz says, the broch is on the sreif. The broch is on the sreif. So, Moshe, if the person checks his room in the shiva and he doesn't put the petitim, he can't make a broch. He knows he will not find, and there's no sreifa tomorrow. He's not burning. The Ma'aseh is a meaning in Klal Yisrael that everyone burns chometz erev Pesach. Why? Why everyone burns chametz erev Pesach? So a lot of people hold that the reason is to be yoytze shitas Rab Yude she'en biu chametz el esreif. It's not so poshut. Because it's not so poshut that koydim hazman is a mitzvah. But most of Klal Yisrael are makbid on it. There's another reason people are makbid on it. It's not mamish to be yoytze Rab Yude. To understand that chometz is treif, we burn it. It's a chinuch. I remember, you know, they found out 2 years ago that the shaitels were from Avodah Zarah, 3 years ago. So the Gedolim said you have to burn all the shaitels. So Chaim Kanievsky burned it, made a bracha, levar Avodah Zarah me'arzeinu. In America, the halacha in the Rambam is that if you burn up in the Zohar in Eretz Yisrael, you make a levar of the Zohar me'arzein. In Chutz Laaretz, you don't do it. For more reasons, they didn't do it there. But in Eretz Yisrael, everyone was burned. What? Shechiyon? It's not a Shechiyon. If you find out about late and you kill him, you make Shechiyon. And it's not that. Shechiyon is that Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we found out in the Zohar. So I remember it was the night I took my wife shaitels, I went to burn them. So I called all my kids. I called neighbors getting more. We went down to the forest. And, you know, we're standing there, we're in a pile. I told my kids that I want them to remember. I said, I don't know what will be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Oh, I said, but Avi Senu, when Spain, and the Mamish wanted him to kiss the cross, and they were Moiso Nefesh, they went into the fire not to do it. Avraham Avinu went into a casting. I want you to remember, it's a Shaila when you were kids on the Shaitos. Yoav Edezor, Nisht Av Edezor, some Rabbanim said it's not, some. But we had a tzad that it's yes. So we went and we burned it. I want you to have this memory. By Yosav Edezor, we go into the fire. So every kid asked me if he could put on the fire. So at the fire, we had enough for everyone. This is also one of the reasons that we burn the chametz. Chametz, we burn. And some say it's to mekayim the mitzvah. So in my family, the minhag was that the sreifa was not only midin sheitels, was midin to be yoytze the shita from Rabbi Yehuda. The mele was a akpada that every kid was zeicha kazayis chametz from the father. He made a kinyan and he burned it. But what, it's a din on every family or one street, how it goes? It's a din in the street, in the family, in the family.
It's not right, it just exists. Same with Shekhanah,
same thing. So Shekhanah, Sreifah, it's a mitzvah to memory. No more, you're not a slaw, so you have to burn yourself. If you don't go back, you make a Sreifah. When I was a kid, every kid, my father was makbid as a kazayis. We made a kinyan. Not only that, we were makbid. So who will put on the fire? So we did the fire and then everyone put it in. Because if everyone puts it in and one guy puts the fire, again we don't have the mitzvah. So again, if the sreifa is within sheitos, within to remember that it's treifaza, so avad it's enough that one does it in the family and he gives the memory to the family that chometz is terrible. But if it's to be yaitzah, she does rabbi yudalik atchila. We have to be a barshlichas. Alan hold that it's only a zeicha. Avada. If you, Lamashal, I said you go back home and your father gives you a room to check. So if you make a brocha, you have to remember to make a sreifa tomorrow, because if you're not doing a part of the sreifa, it's a brocha levatole. Ramoshe Sternbuch has a big chumre. It's not niskabel. In America, you could do it, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to do it. He holds that you try to make the mitzvah sreifa. But a lot of shittos hold that if your chometz is not inside your house, you're not able to bali motza. So he says, if you put the chometz in the street, you're already not able to roi bali motze. So you can't become a slave. So he says, the fire has to be inside the house. So in America, it's a backyard. No, it's a soul, Michigan back, Michigan front, it's nothing, yeah? So if you do it inside the house will go on fire. Yeah, some repressive, they can't do a fire, repressive. So he's makbid. Some people, what they do is they buy a metal box. So it's kelev shelakeh b'shul sarabim. If you definitely want to be yitzur Moshe Sternbuch, they tie it. Some rabbis say, even if Moshe Sternbuch is right in the schumre, if you take the chometz and you throw it into the fire, so then it's called you make hashbosa by fire. If you put it on the floor and then you put it on the fire, so you did the fire when it's ain't a b'shusa. But if you throw it into the fire, so then it's as a boim ke'echon, and made it then you're yaitze. But again, the ikka of all these little chumos is that if you made a brocha by your father, to be makbid to do a sreifa. Because the fina taz, the ikka of brocha is on the sreifa.